This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Made in Melbourne, for Australia and the world, this is the Joy 94.9 GLBTIQ News Roundup, a weekly update of what's been happening in the gay, lesbian, bisexual, trans and intersex communities.
Hello and welcome to QNN. I'm Jacob Holman. Thousands have responded with grief and anger this week after the suicide death of a 17-year-old transgender girl from Ohio. Leela Alcorn left behind a suicide note published on Tumblr in which she blamed her fundamentalist Christian parents who had pushed her into conversion therapy. The founder of the It Gets Better project, Dan Savage, has called for charges to be laid against Leela's parents. He's described their rejection of their daughter as child abuse. Alcorn's parents have since had their daughter's Tumblr page taken down. Back home now, and the new leader of the New South Wales Labor Party has earned the dubious title of being the only ALP member in the country who opposes marriage rights for gay couples. Luke Foley was elected unopposed after the resignation of John Robertson. Foley voted against a motion supporting marriage equality in the state parliament, but on Monday he told reporters that he has an open mind on the issue. The past year saw a big 180-degree turn in New South Wales politics. It's just 9 months since the resignation of Premier Barry O'Farrell, who declared his support for marriage equality back in 2013.
Clearly, government shouldn't deny to one sex of the community recognition of the commitment and loving relationships they extend to others. It would be best if it was legislated at a national level.
Well, it's earned a reputation for its intense focus on campaigning against gay marriage. But now the Australian Christian Lobby has found a new target, the anti-bullying program Safe Schools Australia. In December, the ACL demanded a boycott of the program designed to address bullying of gay, lesbian and transgender kids at school. It says the program is an activist campaign and part of an agenda to, quote, normalise homosexuality. Recent stats show that nearly two-thirds of LGBT youth report verbal abuse, and young same-sex attracted people are 6 times more likely to commit suicide. Turning overseas now, and voters in Chhattisgarh in central India have elected a transgender woman as mayor. The 35-year-old independent candidate Madhu Kinnar won the mayoral election of the Raigarh Municipal Corporation. It's a huge point of pride for the country's LGBT population, now over a year after India's Supreme Court upheld a law banning homosexuality in the country. And now to Florida, where some local county clerks have chosen to stop performing marriage ceremonies altogether to avoid having to officiate gay unions. Last week, District Court Judge Robert Hinkle lifted a stay on an earlier ruling against the state's ban. It means that gay marriage was due to kick in on January 6th. Todd Delmay and his partner Jeff were one of 5 couples named in the legal challenge against Florida's gay marriage ban.
The state of Florida's done everything they can to prevent us from getting married. Tomorrow, all of that comes to an end, and starting January 6th, marriage equality comes to Florida.
Meanwhile, just days before a federal court is due to hear arguments in a case challenging Texas's ban, advocacy group Freedom to Marry has spent $100,000 on a TV ad campaign.
A lot of people think gay people shouldn't be able to get married. That makes no sense.
Freedom is a big deal. The freedom to marry, the freedom to say what you want to say, and the freedom to do what you want to do.
Texans believe in freedom and liberty, and part of that is to be able to marry who you love.
It's a done deal in Scotland, however, with the first gay couples getting married on New Year's Eve. One of the happy Hogmanay newlyweds was Malcolm Brown, who says the change was a long time coming.
It just goes to show how progressive a country Scotland has become with this change in law, and now I can happily say that I can marry my husband and it's legal. That means a lot to me. Yeah. And Scotland. That says so much about Scotland to be proud of.
A Twitter storm has erupted over an English soccer player's unusual tactic to defuse an on-field fight, kissing his opponent. Tanya Lewis has the details and the rest of QNN Sport.
Bristol Rover Lee Mansell received a yellow card warning for giving Gateshead's JJ O'Donnell a quick peck in the conflict, which prompted his midfield opponent to walk away stunned.
Mansell and JJ O'Donnell coming together now.
Mansell's wife was the most shocked following the incident, but says the two can now have a laugh about it. And Michael Sam has appeared on the Oprah Winfrey Network to talk about the reactions to his coming out last year. Sam says many other gay NFL players thanked him for his bravery, even though they aren't ready to come out themselves.
Did you think that your coming out would strengthen somebody else's position?
I did early on. I thought it would spark up some stuff, and I did thought a few others would come out, but I was wrong. But everyone has to come out on their own time.
Sam revealed that he was tortured by his brothers even after achieving success in sport.
I couldn't have anything without them destroying it or taking it from me.
The former Ram and Cowboy was also asked about the infamous kiss the night he was drafted and said he would do it all again if it meant he no longer had to hide who he is.
Thanks, Tanya. And that's it for QNN for another week. I'm Jacob Holman.
Thanks to the team at QNN. That was the Joy 94.9 GLBTIQ News Roundup. To hear this update again, you can subscribe to the QNN podcast, available at joy.org.au/QNN. Or you can follow QNN on Twitter at QNN Australia.
At QNN Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.